Elon Musk just dropped a massive hint about what the next multi-billion dollar industry could be, and we have found the one altcoin that has been working on this technology for years.
This project is sitting in the perfect position, and we're all still early to it because it hasn't even launched yet.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto, from beginner tips to expert picks. Use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be picking up on a brand new hint that Elon Musk just dropped about what could be the next multi-billion dollar AI industry. Then we're going to reveal the exact altcoin pick that's been working on this technology for years.
When Elon Musk talks, you have to listen. He does everything that he says he's going to do. And typically, there's a lot of projects, companies out there that tend to follow suit. So here's the recent headline. Elon Musk has come out and he's encouraged users of X, so, you know, a platform that has millions, if not hundreds of millions of users, to upload their medical images, such as X-rays, MRIs, and CT scans to Grok. This platform is an AI chatbot, but he's attempting to use this Grok that he's created as an analysis tool for medical data. But there's a lot of problems associated with that, and it's not great for the users. So here's what you need to know.
Yeah, so I think this is signaling a huge new trend that is a combination of AI and healthcare data. What Elon Musk has said, he said, look, this is still early stage, but it is already quite accurate and will become extremely good. He's boasted about the accuracy of subscription-based AI models for analyzing medical data and images. So I think what we are seeing here is Elon Musk can see the future. People are going to be uploading their medical data to these AI-based apps, and they're going to be getting rapid, accurate, analysis and advice from AI. You know, most people in the world don't have access to a family doctor. Mm. Like, you know, let alone us in first world countries or developed countries. Think about all the people in developing nations, people that don't have healthcare at all. But what they might have access to is the internet. All they need is a camera or a phone with a camera, and they can upload their images or their pictures of their body to AI, right? So I think what we're going to see here is a huge emerging trend in AI analysis of medical data and images. That's why, I mean, as you know, we're DeSci guys. We see the future of science being very much integrated with AI, blockchain, and decentralization. And that's why we're looking for altcoins specifically now that have been building apps and platforms that allow people to upload their data and have AI analyze it. Exactly what Elon Musk is talking about.
You absolutely nailed this on the head. And there are so many people out there who don't have access to healthcare. You know, if you have a simple little rash on your arm or something, you want to get diagnosed. Do you want to go wait in line for 2-3 hours and then get misdiagnosed? Or do you just want to submit a picture of it online, boom, and then you get an accurate reading? But here's the problem with Grok and AI and Elon Musk at the moment. This is a platform that is not bound by the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, so they don't have that license. Mm. And this helps to protect personal health information from being shared without consent. So your user data, especially when it comes to health and medical reasons, is very sensitive, and people don't want necessarily to have that information being spread to third parties, you know, other people gaining access to it, etc. But that's where this other platform comes in that actually has this license and is protected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now it's time to reveal the exact altcoin that is perfectly positioned for the next trend that Elon Musk has, you know, basically just dropped a huge hint on. So we're talking about WellShare Health today. The ticker is WEL. Now they are building, and they have built this exact technology. They have built an app where people can upload their medical data, their medical images, or whatever it be, and have an AI analyze it and give you results. Wellshare Health has already built this technology. And, you know, just to your point that you just made, they're allowing people to control who accesses their data. They're allowing people to keep it private if they want. And they're also rewarding and incentivizing people for uploading their data. So not only is your data protected when you're uploading your images or your data to the Wellshare Health platform, but they're paying you in crypto and incentivizing you to continue to, you know, give your results to medical research. So it's a win-win here, I think.
Yeah, it's absolutely win-win. And so they're also working with some really giant pharma companies. And I think the reason we said that you're still early to it because it hasn't even launched yet, we're referring to the app. So right now the app is in closed beta and it's available to about 100 different people to kind of play with it and give their suggestions and all these things. But they're working with Abbott's Freestyle Libre integration right now. And you have to know about about Abbott is that this is a pharmaceutical powerhouse and they have a $200 billion market cap generating $40 billion in annual revenue a year across 160 countries globally. So they're already doing this from a diabetes perspective. Mm-hmm. I can see them expanding a little bit more, maybe into other regions, whether it's cancer and collecting data for all that. But the fact that they already have this integration right now with a global powerhouse, this might end up being like a household app that everybody's using globally.
Yeah, I mean, especially on the backs of these new trends that Elon Musk is pioneering here. So what we're seeing, the original mission of Wellshare Health, and you know, if you've been following us, maybe you even got in part of the presale. Wellshare, I think it did about a 30x from the presale. But the Wellshare token now is ready for another massive leg up, I think, based on the back of this new trend that Elon Musk has said. And where is Wellshare at as a company? So as you just mentioned, they've got this integration with the Abbott CGM, which is going to integrate with Aura, Fitbit, Garmin, all the other, you know, health tracking devices that people already use. So that's an easy way to onboard millions onto the Wellshare app. And they've, you know, not only have they had rumors about potential collaborations with such massive pharmaceutical companies as Novo Nordisk or Pfizer, because I think the CEO spoke at a Novo Nordisk
talk one time.
Yeah, he was invited. And we know Pfizer's been investing in like companies like Vitadow, so Wellshare Health maybe makes sense for them. But there's three massive announcements that Wellshare Health, that are, in my opinion, are perfectly timed to set up with this whole Elon Musk thing. I think that this is the next leg up for Wellshare Health incoming. So number one, it's something that you just alluded to. Wellshare Health, they started out, look, we're going to be focusing on diabetes research. But what they've seen is that their technology has use far beyond just the diabetes area. So they've gone therapeutic area agnostic. It's not just diabetes anymore for Wellshare Health. They see that they'll be able to serve millions, if not hundreds of millions of people, as you mentioned, in all kinds of different areas of medical research, whether it be cancer, Alzheimer's, you name it. The fact that they've built this AI app to analyze people's data and maybe images in the future, this can be used for all medical data, not just diabetes. So the potential market cap and valuation for Wellshare, I think we need to look much, much bigger.
Way bigger. Like it has such a small market cap. When you look at the overall DeSci market cap as a whole, it's sitting around $1.5 billion. When you compare it to DeFi, it's sitting at $150 billion. And when you look at what NVIDIA is saying about how they're going to be disrupting healthcare with AI. And you look at what Elon Musk is currently doing. And then you have, you know, RFK coming into the White House and, you know, changing the dynamics of how big pharma is able to capitalize and all this. So there's so many catalysts and tailwinds for platforms like this where it's secure, your data is secure, you're monetizing your data because you're not, this is like you just said, collecting the data from Google or Ring and all these things. You're already providing all that data all the time anyways. It's your phone is collecting it from you. Why not monetize it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the app just taps directly into it. It's a no-brainer.
For sure. And you know, now we're saying Wellshare is moving into other areas other than diabetes, but here is the second big announcement. They're not leaving the diabetes area alone. They're actually going even deeper in it. So Wellshare Health has announced that they are going to be spinning off their first DAO called Diabetes DAO. It's going to be a whole decentralized community and ecosystem dedicated for the continued study and medical research into curing diabetes, right? So Wellshare is basically, they're incubating this new diabetes DAO. So Wellshire Health, as we mentioned, they've said, look, the technology can actually incubate all kinds of different areas. So they want to start branching these off into different DAOs. So Diabetes DAO is going to be, yeah, as I mentioned, solely responsible for sourcing and funding diabetes research. So what does this mean? This means that Wellshire Health is actually going to be launching a new token specifically for the Diabetes DAO, the DIA token. And not only is this going to allow for a whole more different token utility and use cases for the study in diabetes, but it has some interesting implications for Wellshare token holders specifically.
Absolutely. So if you are a Wellshare holder right now, congratulations, because this token has been doing incredible since it originally launched. But to get access and get a massive bonus in these new DIA tokens, which will be the new token that is launching. So the more well you hold, the more DIA tokens you're going to receive. Like this is a massive bonus. So there's three different tiers. So if you hold 100,000 well, you get 35% additional DIA tokens on the purchase of the presale. If you hold 69,000 well tokens, you'll get 25%. And if you hold 50,000, you get 15%. So can you see the incentive to hold additional well? And if you want to make big money in crypto, the way you do it is by getting in early. Mm. So you can only imagine now, you have a new token that's coming out, which is going to be focused solely on diabetes. It's going to be launching at a small market cap. Anybody in DeSci has seen how these DeSci projects tend to launch, and they go from these crazy like $5 million market caps to $300, $400 million market caps. Mm. If you want to make big money, you get in early on these projects. So the more people will find out about this new token, they're going to be buying well. So well, in theory, should also do quite well as people accumulate it to get this DIA token.
Yeah, so starting on Christmas Day, they're going to be doing snapshots. So snapshot of wallet starting on Christmas Day all the way up until the DIA presale, which is going to happen in Q1 2025. This is where people are really going to be incentivized to buy and hold the well token. As Josh already mentioned, the more well tokens you hold, the more bonus you get of DIA tokens when you purchase DIA tokens on their presale. So this is good for well holders because it's going to increase demand because people want the more DIA tokens, so they buy the well token. And it's also going to be good for DIA because if you're already in the Wellshare ecosystem, you get more DIA tokens. So I think it's a win-win for Wellshare, for the Diabetes DAO. And I think what you're going to see is based on the back of all of these catalysts specifically for Wellshare, which is the integration of their app, these new tailwinds with the Elon Musk statement, their potential partnerships, and this whole new rollout of the Diabetes DAO with their new token, and there's a lot of catalysts here to propel Wellshare Health right up to the very top tier of DeSci moving forward. I think this is a gem. You know, I think a lot of people have been in early, but for us, it's like, this is just a long-term hold for me.
Yeah, so many catalysts. Eh? Like when you factor in the potential partnership with Novo Nordisk, you know, a near $1 trillion market cap pharmaceutical company, they're already having this integration with Abbott's, which is a, you know, another $100 billion plus market cap company. Like the writing's on the wall, and we haven't even seen any like tier one listings yet.
Yep.
So as soon as we, you know, there's some, apparently Coinbase approached Wellshare at one point. Mm-hmm. There was some hidden, like, I don't want to say hidden, but like there was some behind the scenes talking, I guess, because Brian Armstrong is also involved with DeSci as well. And I think he saw some interest in Wellshare. So
yeah,
you could start to see some headlines trickle out in the near future.
Yeah, 100%. As you know, we've been involved with Wellshare since the presale. We're early, we're long-term supporters of this project. All this news shows us that the potential market cap and valuation for Wellshare is significantly larger than anyone ever anticipated, which means that the Wellshare token should go up and the DIA token should do quite well in the presale. Obviously, none of this is financial advice. You need to do your own research. We're just sharing what we personally think and what we're doing.
And then tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.